Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I tell you, if you missed that last hour, it was absolutely incredible. There I had James Bovard, who is a well-known conservative slash libertarian, writes for the American Spectator, writes for Pat Buchanan's magazine, Investor Business Daily, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Washington Post, Newsweek. James Bovard, folks, saying he can't believe how bad it's gotten. They're arresting 65 and 55-year-old steel workers for holding up a sign amongst thousands of Bush supporters that says no blood for oil. And they arrest you and charge you from the Justice Department under terrorism clauses. I mentioned Mike Van Winkle last year, the assistant attorney general in California, a Democrat, saying we're arresting the protesters because protesting the war is an act of terror, and we may shoot them. He actually said we can shoot them, beat them, doesn't matter if they're peaceful. Folks, he said this in a TV interview. It was all over the news. And I didn't know that Bovard knew about that. He mentioned it. Now, it was in his article, but I guess not in the excise when I read in the mainstream news. And we know, I talk about forest labor camps. And he goes, oh, yeah, those forest labor camps. Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, we're living in the Twilight Zone. Bush is for open borders, gun control. He's conservative. We're liberal because we're against it. You know, if you're against Hitler, you're a Nazi. If you're against Stalin, you're a communist. I mean, and I'm not being sarcastic here. It's gotten that crazy. And he talked about how most conservatives out there just love it. They think, well, this is the new conservatism. Good, arrest anybody that protests the war. We're talking about peaceful protesters here, folks. This is unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. There's so much more news coming up. We've got Paul Watson here in about 30 minutes to talk about, admittedly now in the media, the government killing Princess Diana, how she was pregnant and the rest of it, and her note listing one of the British royal family members as planning to kill her in a fake car accident months before she was killed. That's coming up, and just a bunch of other insane news that's all mainstream, telling you how wonderful all the tyranny is. Right now, let's talk to Rob in Wyoming. Rob, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. I didn't hear that normal sound that comes on the air. Listen, I got something I think it's important to tell you. I've seen these unmarked helicopters before, and I'd heard of them before. After 9/11, I'd watch the skies. I'd see, you know, the NATO star on some of them going way low and stuff, right?
And it's admitted NATO aircraft, F-16s, right, and AWACS and others are, right, in our skies. It's all part of the freedom.
Right. And since then, I've seen, you know, flying in tandem in broad daylight and stuff. Nobody cares. Okay, now, last couple of days, I've been using the internet chat room, just normal chat rooms, talking to people in other countries, right? France, Britain, Pakistan, and just being normal, but when the subject comes up, talking about it, you know, pointing out Mahmoud Ahmad, the ISI chief, meeting with Porter Goss and Phil Graham, the heads of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees, on the morning of 9/11, eating breakfast with him in Washington, D.C., pointing it out, saying it flat out to them and letting them know that this is, you know, is going to affect them and us and everybody. And they don't like that very much, I guess, because for the last 2 days, so I got to where I didn't bother with these aircraft going over anymore. Usually it was this Lifelight plane supposedly doing training missions, I guess, or training flights, you know. But they're flying 3 or 4 times a day all over the place. But it has to be training. It can't be that many medical emergencies. But anyway, so every once in a while, you'd see an unmarked one instead of the Lifelight. So last couple of days, I've heard this horrendous noise, this one really low-flying one yesterday when I started doing this on the chat rooms. And I didn't go out to look at it. But today it was so loud and so low.
Well, to say they're doing that to you because you're on a chat room is doing it to everybody. Rob, I can be in a hotel room in California and there's helicopters scanning houses flying around. I mean, it happens to my house. It happens when I'm, you know, at a restaurant in South Austin, North Austin. Stay there. We'll talk more about this.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we have Dr. John F. Kilner coming on, the president of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, to talk about cloning. People don't know that embryos are human beings and that that is indeed cloning when you clone embryos. Now industrializing the process for body parts and stem cells. That's coming up in the next hour. Also, we got Paul Watson here in about 25 minutes to talk about the latest Princess Diana information. You know, our caller, Rob, is saying he has unmarked helicopters perpetually flying around his house, flying over his house. And, you know, could it be because he's fighting the New World Order? And it certainly could be. But statistically, I've talked to hundreds of people who don't even know about this, who have helicopters hovering over their house here in Austin. Government-owned Cessnas with ground-penetrating radar admittedly fly grid patterns over the city, looking right through our walls with the ground-penetrating radar, recording what's in your house, the details, the floor plan, the layout. It's part of this big spatial network that Homeland Security already had set up under DARPA but is now announced. They got digital photos of the front and back of all your houses. They've got this all laid into computers. And it happens to everybody. This is part of the new free country, is helicopters and planes and foreign aircraft, admittedly, just flying around. And, you know, people mentioned foreign troops. The BBC reported a few months ago several Eastern Bloc countries, Ukraine, you name it, running checkpoints in the northern Scotland, pulling families out of cars, shoving men to the ground with guns in their heads that were panicked, people freaking out. We've had that happen here with foreign troops. It's always a drill, and we're sorry. It's part of acclimation. So when it really happens, we hesitate, and, oh, well, that's happened before. So your local police will hesitate, and, oh, it's just a drill. You know, almost every town in the country's had drills where troops practice taking over the city hall. I mean, I've been to dozens of them right here in Texas. Foreign troops, police chiefs admitting it. Well, the Czech troops are here, and some police chiefs throw them out. Well, they tried to bribe me. That's the San Antonio police chief. That's in Police State 2000. But to say that they have the infrastructure or the people, let's take my website. It gets, I don't know, 5 to 10 million hits a month, you know, depending on what month it is. PrisonPlanet.com gets the same. Infowars.com does. Millions of individual people. I mean, do they have planes to all visit everybody that, you know, goes online or does something? Again, that's part of the illusion. The truth is most of the troops, most of the military, most of the police are starting to wake up and are on our side. 99% of them said no to the smallpox shot. 99%+. In major polls, now they had a major poll just came out where 91% of police are pro-Second Amendment, but they're ordered to carry out these unconstitutional orders. So my point is we shouldn't be afraid. Yeah, they announce Echelon can listen to all of us, and they're listening to all our phones and tracking us and doing all this. Yeah, they have the power to do that, but they don't have the infrastructure or the people to follow it up or do something with it. That's why the New York Times article I read in the first hour is so important, where under the new national draft, to graduate from high school, or some will be paid, you will, a few hours a day, watch your computer screen that will feed you shots of power plants and schools and other things around the country. And if you see suspicious activity, you yell at them over loudspeakers. This is the New York Times getting us all involved in the tattletaling and the, you know, the telescreen that was shout orders at Winston. He's walking down the street not doing something right. What are you doing? Are you a terrorist? Are you suspicious? Are you with Goldstein, which is Al-Qaeda? Stand there. We're going to have some guards come interview you. I mean, it's literally that. Rob, go ahead.
Well, you know, I'm going to be interviewing them. I hope to be, you know. We got to, and they've got some things to answer, too.
Well, what's in your
watching them?
What's
but,
in
but
your area?
Well, let me say this. I'm in Mills, Wyoming, which is just on the northwest side of Casper, biggest city in Wyoming, or, you know, next to big. Biggest. I hope they do it again because I've got a digital, you know, movie camera now. And I'll just photograph it all in the relationship to the rest of the house and so on. That way, I'm sick of these people denying that this is going on, or they'll even acknowledge it is, but it's perfectly understandable.
Let me ask you a question. Oh, yeah, you're crazy to ask.
Yeah, well,
do
the,
you have
the,
any?
The sheriff's saying these masked men are coming through town, but don't worry about them. It's okay. I gave them permission to.
Well, let me ask you a question. I've talked to former SWAT team people. One of them works at the airport now. You know, he's retired Vietnam veteran, sniper in Vietnam. He was the head of the SWAT team. I've talked to others. And if you, many times they would be told, go raid this house. They'd bust in. It'd be generally some old retiree. There'd be four or five fish tanks and maybe some plants, and they were using too much power. They have computer programs that the city does, the police department does, that, okay, two people live here, and the average for this size house, it's using too much power, and just on that, you get a SWAT team raid. And they said many times, more often than not, sometimes they'd bust down a door, nobody'd be home, they wouldn't find anything, they would just leave. Not even file a report. No, I'm not kidding. So this is the new freedom. In America, you got a home business, too many computers running, too much power use. You might get a SWAT team raider. You got some lights that are real bright in your house. Well, those show up on the infrared. We got to raid you. And see, it's all part of this freedom, Rob.
Well, you know, and you make a good point, and it makes sense. It's very possible that it's just an indoctrination for the whole city. You know,
yeah, everything is getting us used to being droned and scanned and camered. Did you hear me read where they're going to have tattletale squads watching all the cameras and shouting at you on bullhorns from cameras?
I think that's what they want to have, but I don't think we're going to stand for that.
Oh, I don't know. I think, well, it's to stop terrorists. The terrorists attacked, and we got to...
I think it's breaking up, and I think one of the best tools of all is the Internet, and especially... Going into chat rooms, talking with average people, a lot of Americans, of course, all over the world. You know?
Keep it up. God bless you.
Take care, man.
You bet. We'll go to more calls here in just a minute. I want to cover a couple other articles. If you want to join us on air, we'll take calls up until Watson's on and with Watson here in about 20 minutes. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I also mentioned that the euro is now at $1.27 plus against the dollar. I mean, folks, this is getting insane. Again, a year and a half ago, the euro was at 90 cents. It's down $1.27 plus. And the whole world's talking about how our economy's folding right now, and our news is everything is wonderful, everything is good, the stock market is up, don't matter that the record bankruptcies, 1,650,000+ bankruptcies, record foreclosures, all of it. Just don't worry about that. Everything's fine. A weakening dollar is good. It's just amazing, folks. So that's happening. New York gold hits 15-year high in first 04 session. Gold futures traded above the 425 an ounce for the first time in more than 15 years in New York Monday, extending its watershed rally on the first trading day of 04 as investors continued to diversify out of the beleaguered dollar. Beleaguered? I thought it was good, the Treasury Secretary said, to have a bad dollar. Yeah, it was good for Mexico to have a weak peso. What's wrong with you people? Other precious metals surge as well, but gold is considered a form of currency and is seen as a hard alternative to the greenback. It built last year's 20% gain as the dollar hit a new low against the soaring euro. So you have a devalued dollar, and so of course you're going to have a stock market that's up. It takes more of those devalued dollars to buy U.S. stocks. Do you understand that, folks? That's what's really going on here. And it's absolutely amazing. Again, coming up, Diana death plot royal named. The senior member of the royal family who Princess Diana believed was plotting to kill her in a car crash has been named. I mean, she says in letters and videotapes. By the way, the videotapes were seized by Prince Philip and a few months ago out of her safe. That they didn't know it was there. And found out an MI5 dropped by and got those. We'll be seeing those videos, but she said that a member of the royal family was going to kill her in a fake car accident. Well, now they've named that royal. We'll be talking about that with Watson. Diana's allegation was made in a letter written 10 months before she died. It was written in another letter 2 months before, in a Paris car crash in 97, and was included in a book by her former butler, Paul Burrell, last year. But don't worry, the royal family is now calling for an inquest. It's like Janet Reno appoints John Danforth to investigate her on Waco, and we all call him independent. It's like Bush with this appointed committee with his former business partners and others all on it, and this is independent. It's like Hermann Göring being hired to investigate Hitler. Oh, it's incredible. And, wow, so we'll be going, again, more into that. Also, Bush grabs new power for FBI. There's finally a few articles that, oh, Patriot Act 2 was really passed. While the nation was distracted last month by images of Saddam Hussein's spider hole and the dental exam, President Bush was quietly signing into law a new bill that gives the FBI increased surveillance powers, a lot more than that, and dramatically expands the reach of the USA Patriot Act. Also, USDA kills 450 calves in mad cow scare. It has begun. U.S. agriculture officials have decided to kill 450 calves in the Washington state herd that includes an offspring of a cow diagnosed with mad cow disease. It has begun. Digital Angel promotes livestock tracker in wave of mad cow. It's the answer to everything. Problem with child kidnappings? Chip your child. Cashless society? Chip. Want to control your prisoners? Chip them. Alzheimer's patients? Chip them. Want to work for the military? Chip them. Again, my cousin, a military officer, 20 years in, 19 years in, has been told they're all going to get chips in the next year now. And in response to a variety of inquiries, Digital Angel Corporation stated today that its proprietary microchip meat safety systems are specifically designed to complete, fulfill the livestock tracking and tracing needs necessary to minimize the human and animal health effects of mad cow. So see, it's just the answer for everything. Blair makes surprise visit to Iraq. This is ABC News of Australia. And he slipped up and said, Freudian slip, he said that we're talking about weapons of mass distraction. He said that. We'll get into that too. Blair's Freudian slip betrays terror scams. And Iraq police chief says U.S. Army gunned down a family knowingly. conservatives simmer as spending mushrooms under Bush. Well, that is conservatism. This is all coming up. Plus, suddenly Rush Limbaugh is concerned about conspiracies.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits. But you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk. Or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute. P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon 97530.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you into homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I'm just sitting here loving this country and my family, watching it turn into a giant prison system. And we're trying to wake folks up desperately. Let's talk to Chris in Colorado on a cell phone. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, sir. I'm a new listener, about 6 months, and I wanted to make a comment about a question you asked yesterday referring to the mad cow disease. You said they had discovered it before. Why were they making it public now? And maybe this is kind of a simplistic view, but right now or before they announced, this mad cow, beef prices, live beef prices in the United States were as high as they've probably ever been. And I really think that, you know, they're trying to break the producer, and they couldn't.
Well, no, that's what a lot of experts are saying, and Big Agra did this, and they can survive the shakeup, but the small ranchers and farmers are going to have big problems. They put all this in the food. They disease the cattle, which is a small minority of them. The beef's pretty safe, folks. Then they come in with regulation, microchips, federal control, and that's exactly what's happening. So we can see that happening. So, yes, we know it was there. We know they covered it up. And we know that that is now coming out because they feel like it, because the technology is now up to the point for them to put this in.
Yeah, but, you know, like I say, maybe that was just a small view on my part, but I really thought that was the reason that they announced it now, is just so they could bring the beef prices back down. They're not going to allow the producer to make money. If the producers all go broke, which is happening on a regular basis, when you control the food supply in this country, you control the people.
And, well, sir, we can barely afford, and I'm talking about my family in East Texas, my father's side of the family that I'm very close to. We can barely afford to put new fences in, and we've got to because they're falling down. And we pay the taxes, we put in the fences, and with beef prices up, we were going to be able to get all the new fences done in a whole section of the ranch. It's a large ranch, you know, Spanish era ranch. And you're right. Now we may not be able to. This is really going to hurt my family. And I'm so mad at Big Agra. I'm mad at them for everything they're doing.
Right, right. And, you know, and the sad part, I think, is the general public blame the farmers for the prices in the grocery stores. And it's not the farmer. The farmers, you know, wheat prices are comparable to what they were 80 years ago. And I'm not talking...
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but what is it? For a bushel of corn or something, the farmer will get like 5 cents or something, and then by the time they sell it to you at the store, you know, the box of cereal is, $7, $5. I mean, yeah, I mean, the markup is incredible.
Yes, exactly. I think, I haven't looked recently, but I think last time I had looked, wheat prices to the farmer were probably in the $2.75 to $3 range per bushel. And that's 60 pounds of wheat in a bushel.
Okay, then I'm thinking of a smaller number. Again, I said I don't have the numbers in front of me, but the ratio, I've seen it in the news over the years, the ratio is the big producer makes a couple dollars and the farmer that actually produces it only makes a few cents. I don't have those numbers in front of me.
You're exactly right. And that's why the small farmer is going broke today. And I'm seeing it right and left. I try to do some farming myself, but I got to hold down another job. And I honestly believe, and I had this argument with a employer that I had, and he just couldn't see this. I mean, when they control the food, they're going to control the people.
Well, that's the first thing Stalin and Mao did. Thanks for the call. Really great points. Bill in New Jersey, then Ann and Paula and others. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, really good thing people can do right now is start planting trees all around your property, any kind of apple or fruit producing or food, nut trees, stuff like that, you know. Very good job you've done as far as reporting, you know, different stories and stuff like that. But the thing that really bothers me the most, aside from living in New Jersey and having the feeling everything, you know, you talk about, we have here, you know, tenfold, a lot harder, you know, hitting on us.
Sid Casperson, your state FEMA liaison, said under a red alert, you can't leave your house or you'll be an enemy combatant.
You want to talk about helicopter traffic, like right outside my house. But, you know, the encouraging thing is, because a lot of times, like, I kind of get down, you know, listening to you, like, just giving the news. Not really your fault, but, you know, it kind of bums me out. But the encouraging thing is that the people that are flying these helicopters, and they're out there, whatever they're doing, you know, it's music to their ears. When they hear your show, Alex, and, you know, the different things that you talk about and the stuff that I say, all put together, you know, they're really on our side. And, you know, the bad
guys... No, you're right. You're right. Most of them are. They're upset. People in government don't like this. That's why we have to be the leaders, stand up and say no. Then it makes it easier for them to join us. Amazing points.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Ann and Paula and Jerry and Ed and others will get to your calls here in just a few minutes after Watson gets to his first story with Princess Diana murder. Paul Watson bringing you up here on the air. And before we get into the Princess Diana story, you're the author of Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. It's one of the best books out there covering government-sponsored terror. It's the most well-documented I know of, from MI6 and MI5 carrying out terror, to the Israelis doing it, to the U.S. government doing it, to Putin involved in it, to what the globalists are up to. Order Out of Chaos. Why should folks get your new book?
Well, as you said, Alex, I've been getting all sorts of flack, calling me a conspiracy theorist and everything. But that's the point. The book itself has roughly around 30 documented sources for each chapter. We list them at the bottom of every page where you can find exactly what I'm talking about, with the hyperlink to the mainstream article. So, I mean, I gave it recently to a family member who was in the military who disagreed completely with what I said initially. Gave them the book a couple of months later. He actually apologized to me, and it woke him up, and he'd been in the military 20 years. So it's the kind of book that can really act as a good...
Well, same thing with my cousin. you know, 3-4 years ago, he'd argue with me at Thanksgiving, and then they'd call him into a room and say, you're all getting chips in the next couple of years, and that woke him up real quick. I mean, this is really happening. I hope folks will get Order Out of Chaos. It's 300-plus pages, I don't know, 50, 60 graphics, documents, news articles, photo shots of them in there. This is all very important. $19.95, second copy for $11.95 to give as a gift. We offer that special by calling the toll-free number or via the Internet. So go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, link through the secure online shopping cart, and get Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order, and give a second copy as a gift and get that for $8 off, folks. Also, I've made Matrix of Evil, Masters of Terror, Police State, Three Total Enslavement, 9-11, The Road to Tyranny, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, America Destroyed by Design, America, Wake Up or Waco. These are all great videos. They're all over 2 hours. Some are 2 hours and 5 minutes. Some are 2 hours and 40 minutes. It's worth the money. They're very well produced, and it supports this show. Support us. Again, I've made these 10 films. Get them and make copies. Who else says do that? Well, only maybe Pastor Butch Paul with his great videos. But get my videos, make copies, give them to friends and family, put them on Access TV, give them to police chiefs, give them to local talk show hosts. Here's the toll-free number to get the videos, the books. We carry other videos by other great folks like Eric Huffschmidt and Tex Mars and, of course, the Loss of Liberty video about the USS Liberty. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, and I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And the globalists are counting on you not taking action. The videos are $25.95 a piece. Order three or more, they drop down to $20. My book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, is over 200 pages. It's only $12. Paul, let's talk about the Diana situation. For our listeners, it's nothing new. We knew 3-4 years ago she was pregnant. We knew they had her killed. We knew she talked to friends and family about this. But now it's all come out with the latest developments, and they're now saying that they know the name of the royal that had been blacked out in the media that she was saying was going to have her killed in a fake auto accident, and that's exactly what happened. Then you have all the other evidence. Go over it for us.
Well, yeah, the update on Diana, as both inquests on her death and Dodie Fayed's death are actually just started today, is that the man who Diana named as being behind a plot to kill her by means of a car crash has been revealed to be Prince Charles. Now, we've been through the evidence in a previous interview, and that's in the Prison Planet audio archive. Anyone can listen to it. But the incessant drumbeat in the British media today is, oh, will the inquest prove the conspiracy theories to be true? And it's not a conspiracy theory that the journalists saw a flash of light in the tunnel before the crash. It's not a conspiracy theory that the journey to the hospital took 70 minutes and the ambulance passed two hospitals on the way.
And they made her stay there at the crash site for an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, and it's not a conspiracy theory that the car itself was driving in the opposite direction to Dodie's apartment, which was the initial, you know, where they were supposed to be. It's not a conspiracy theory that the CCTV cameras were turned towards the
wall. And they now admit that the driver did indeed work for British intelligence.
Yeah, and that came out in a documentary on Channel 5, which is one of the big channels in Britain, that Henri Paul was an MI6 informant. He had thousands of pounds in his bank account, and he'd been working with them in the past, and the tunnel itself was crawling with MI6 and
French the cameras turned off minutes before by accident and turned towards the wall.
And the crash scene itself was not preserved. It was sprayed clean immediately after, and now it's come out that the senior police officer in France saw the medical reports, which confirmed that Diana was pregnant at the time of the crash. And Diana herself told the press days before her death that she would have a big announcement to make. And this is obviously why her body was immediately embalmed after she died, because the use of formaldehyde made it impossible to tell if she was pregnant. So that's why they used the formaldehyde.
And now they're going to perhaps dig the body up, and of course the uterus will be cut out.
Yeah, set for more cover-ups. And it came out in the middle of December that Dodi and Diana, I mean, we already knew this, but it was confirmed that they were both under surveillance by MI5 and the NSA. And as I said, the tunnel was crawling with those agents. Now, the inquest, which is taking place after 6 years, obviously normally an inquest into somebody's death is conducted within 6 months, but the inquest itself is chaired by somebody called Sir John Stevens, who the government appointed, and you mentioned earlier about Reno appointing you know, her own person to investigate herself. Well, Sir John Stevens was also appointed by the government to whitewash MI5 involvement in Irish Republican terrorism in Northern Ireland. He basically said that it was a mistake that MI5 had an agent within the Omar bomb squad helping the terrorists. So, I mean, as with the Hutton inquiry into David Kelly's death, what I'd see happening is that they will confirm all of the evidence we've presented regarding Diana, but will then bury it within hundreds of pages of transcripts, and the media will deliberately ignore it.
And now, we have Princess Diana saying, they're going to kill me in a fake car accident, Prince Charles is. And then that happens. Come on.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. We've got, again, this incessant drumbeat of, will the conspiracy theories be proved true? This is evidence, and when you tie it with motive, you know, the path was laid clear for Charles to remarry.
Also, the car got stolen a week before, had the computer taken out, a new computer put in, and then it was returned, cleaned, and detailed. I mean, normally, for a governor or a state rep or anybody, if their car gets stolen, returned clean, you then have a major investigation. Is there something in that car?
Yeah, I mean, the car itself, after the crash, was impounded on a, you know, securely guarded facility under a giant tarp, and nobody's allowed to go anywhere near it. And I mean, as I was saying, the same thing will happen with the Hutton inquiry. It will come out that, you know, Kelly bled to death and there was no blood at the scene. Apparently there were, you know, men in jumpsuits around his body before they found him. And yet the media was more interested in the fact that his wife was selling the family estate. So with the Diana inquest, a similar thing will happen. They'll basically put the truth in plain view, but then spin it to look like something else. So our job is just to stick to the facts and present them as they are.
What are people saying on the ground? I've seen polls where 75% of the British people believe that Prince Charles had her whacked. Where are the numbers now? Are there any new polls from last month?
No, I haven't seen any new polls, but yeah, as you said, the initial polls, 80-90%, and even immediately after her death, the polls were already 60-70%. So all this new evidence is just, you know, convincing people to a greater extent.
But of course, nothing will happen to Prince Charles. There's now the rape charges with the little Illuminati fun they like to have with the servants. But I guess where is that going?
But yeah, that's the thing, that the rape case involving Charles completely disappeared out of the public view.
And of course, that woman that alleged that Bush raped her in Houston, Houston Chronicle said she shot herself in the back of the head a couple times, but hey, it's a suicide, Paul.
Yeah, and in fact, one of the witnesses to Diana's crash, who was driving a white Fiat Uno, who, you know, went on to prove that he had nothing to do with the crash, but that was the patsy that they were attempting to blame it all on. He later turned up dead after being burnt out in his car, and there was no sufficient explanation behind that. So
just a burn-up skeleton in a car, but probably, you know, dropped a cigarette or something.
Yeah, so again, it's just like the Kennedy assassination. All the witnesses that can, you know, say what happened are taken out.
Amazing. Yeah, I know if I witnessed some type of government assassination, I'd probably move to New Zealand and change my name.
Well, I mean, that's the first thing. One of the journalists, the first person to actually, you know, inspect the crash scene and see that it was Diana, I mean, he went to the police station to tell them that, you know, Diana had been killed in a car crash or was still alive at that point. And the police immediately arrested him and held him in detention for almost a day. And then he was forced to sign a deposition saying that basically he'd revoked everything that he just said. So again, eliminate the witnesses if you're trying to successfully orchestrate a cover-up. They do it every time.
But it is coming out now. We have to ask ourselves why.
Well, obviously, the public pressure for an inquest has been so great because, it's been 6 years that the government are, you know, having to whitewash it, basically. And it does serve as a distraction, as we were mentioning, to the Prince Charles rape case, because as soon as that broke in the headlines, this letter was released from Paul Burrell saying that Diana predicted her own death. So they interchange these sort of things to distract from each other, I'm sure.
Now, the media was admitting that somebody got raped there in the royal household, and that was admitted. Then when it came out that Charles was doing it, that disappeared. What's the details of that?
Well, it was actually Charles' servant, apparently one of the porters at the at Buckingham Palace, walked in to find Charles in bed with his servant, basically, and the media couldn't report that it was Charles for a very long time, even though everyone knew it was Charles from day one. And then the media came out and said that the witness to what happened was a drug addict and a drunkard. So every time you take the witness, you either take them out physically or you assassinate the character, and that.
But why do we first hear of it as rape between servants, then it turns into Charles, then it disappears?
Yeah, I mean, they interchange the things, they change the evidence, and then they focus the media attention on something else, even if it's within the same, you know, sphere. So we see that tactic over and over again.
Let's take some calls. Let's talk to Ann in Ohio, then Paula, Jerry, and Ed, and others. Ann, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Yes.
Yes. Hey, I'm calling because I'm really upset about this illegal immigration thing that the Bush administration is pushing. And at one point, I had heard a real high poll number stating how the Americans felt, that over 70% of the Americans wanted.
The Gallup poll showed 80%. In the high 80s, my memory's been failing me today, was 87-89% when you average Hispanics, whites, and blacks and Asians together are against open borders and want tighter rules. That was a Gallup poll. Zogby's in the high 70s, high 80s. There's a bunch of different polls. But on average, even Hispanics, when they're polled, are in the low 80s, want the borders shut. But then they make it a racial issue of, oh, you're a racist. No, we don't want our wages dropping. We don't want to be a third world country. We can't take the whole world on us. Go ahead.
Yes, well, that was what I was wondering. I wanted to know a reference for that number so that I could, argue
just
with
type
my
in,
brother about that.
Just type in majority of Americans want more immigration control into a search engine, and a bunch of polls should pop up.
Okay. How about the trial in Fort Worth, Texas that's going on this week? Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, Dixon Cannon, Aero Custom Plastics, refused to withhold because it makes him an indentured servant to do the work without being paid to collect taxes. And that trial is going on right now, and John Stettmiller is up there testifying on behalf of Sim Cannon in it.
Uh-huh. Okay, I just didn't know if you were aware of that. And the other thing I wanted to say is I got the Berkey Light right before Christmas, Sim. We love it. And I got 3 of your tapes, and I handed them out before Thanksgiving, and I got them back New Year's Eve, and I can only imagine how many times they were copied. So we're doing our best here in Ohio.
Awesome. God bless you, and thanks for that. I appreciate you taking action there, Ann. Paul, I mean, how transparent is this? They say we've got to put a magnifying glass down your nose, down your throat. Everything you do is going to be watched. We're going to have all these volunteers watching the surveillance cameras, shouting at you on bullhorns mounted to them if you look suspicious. But we're going to legalize anybody that can get here.
Well, yeah, we got the article on Prison Planet today from the Washington Times. Bush will propose plan on illegals. President Bush will propose sweeping changes that would allow a portion, and it's basically all of them, of the 8 million illegal aliens in the country to move towards legal status. And I mean,
I've read the bill. It says if you get here, you're legal for 3 years, then you go file another form, get another 3 years.
Yeah, and at the same time, they're crowing on about how terrorist cells are operating within the country. Well, I mean, this is basically going to legalize them all. Add it to the record budget, the biggest expansion of the federal government we've ever seen.
Grown by what, 24% last year?
24%, yeah. We've had several articles on that in the past few days. And it's basically tantamount to a socialist agenda which dwarfs anything that Clinton did. And yet we've got all these conservatives worshipping Bush when he's blatantly not following any kind of conservative agenda.
It's incredible, Paul. Let's take a call. Let's talk to Paula in Texas. Go ahead, Paula.
Yeah, Alex, I had a couple of things to talk to you about. The first one is my husband, he works over here in Houston, And a man that he works with, his brother works for Ford. And he said that he went into a meeting with the high-ups up at Ford, and they had made a 10-cylinder engine that could get 30 miles to the gallon. Well, when they submitted it, the government said, no, we don't want it. We don't want something that'll get that many miles to the gallon.
Well, I mean, they just gave a tax exemption where if you buy a 6,000-pound SUV, it's a total tax exemption. Now, I have no problem cutting any tax, and I like SUVs. I drive a Tahoe. But my point is that, yeah, folks, my wife's got a Volkswagen that's four-cylinder, and I don't want to say I've had it up to 130 miles an hour. I wouldn't drive like that. But the point is they got new technologies, which they put in this car. This little Passat she's got is a four-cylinder, folks, and the speedometer goes to 160, and I have no doubt it goes that fast. And the thing gets incredible gas mileage, little four-cylinder turbo. Yes, they've got six cylinders that'll pull more than a, you know, modern 10-cylinder. So I have no doubt that's there. You should have your husband call me.
Okay. He's just walked out of the other room. But also, my husband and I, we go on to a program on computer called PalTalk, and it's an audio chat room. And he opened his own room about 3 nights ago, and we've been playing the audio of your movies in the chat room.
Tell you what, stay there, because I want to get Paul Watson to comment on advanced technologies being suppressed so we keep using more oil, and get some other callers. Stay with us.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
All right, folks. Paul Watson's going to be staying with us about 5 minutes in the next hour. Then I've got this doctor coming on the show, Dr. John F. Kilner. I'm going to be talking about cloning and how, well, they're just changing the names around again and calling it stem cell research when it's the industrialized cloning of embryos for use by the medical field and others. We got loaded phones here, and we'll go to calls during Kilner, and you can bring up any subject you want. I mean, it'll all end up coming back to the same thing, the New World Order. But I want to try to finish up with Paula and Jerry and Ed and I guess Wayne and Adam and, oh, just a bunch of other people, Warren and others that are patiently holding. Paula, you were saying your husband works for Ford. Sounds like in a management position down in Houston, and they're saying that they got a 10-cylinder engine. He's in the meeting that gets better gas mileage than a, sounds like a 6-cylinder, and they're not going to let that come out on the market.
No, it's not my husband. It's a man that he works with, his brother.
Okay, but, well, I was confused by what you said.
Yeah, they said no. They didn't want it out because it takes away from their tax money. So they didn't want something that gets that good of gas mileage in a big car like that. They like the gas guzzler. But my husband and I opened a room on a program called Pal Talk, and we've been airing your videos through audio over these rooms. And we opened them the first night, which was three nights ago. This is the fourth day. We opened it in the Christianity section because we want the Christians to start realizing what's going on and what they're being taught is not exactly what they think.
And what happened?
And Pal Talk moved us. They moved us from the Christianity section to the social issues section. But when they moved us, we had 57 people in our room, and everybody moved with us. And then it started, atheists were coming in the room, and all kinds of people were coming in the room. We were number one on the Christianity section for 2 hours.
Well, see, I mean, this show is routinely number one on Shoutcast out of 3,500 radio stations and networks. We beat AP Radio, Dr. Laura, all them. I mean, that's a fact. Go to Shoutcast. I mean, the network's routinely in the top 10, and that's just one of our streams. You add all our streams together, we're always in the top three or four. I mean, there's success right there, but they do everything they can so folks can hear this show. Thanks for the call. Paula Watson, comments to what she was just saying about, I mean, that's a great example of taking action. Imagine if everybody like her went out and did that. That's wonderful.
Well, yeah, but what you can do as well is put Alex's videos on Kazaa so people can download them from that, because, I mean, that's got tens of millions of users. But regards to the fuel situation that she was talking about, I've got a book which carries a popular science article from 1922, which talks about the invention of 300 miles on a gallon of oil. Now, I don't know what that is now because I don't drive, but at the time it was 10 times the mileage possible for the present-day motor engine in 1922. So just imagine what they've got now. And I mean, it's this dichotomy, this lie, this public facade of technology basically going backwards. I mean, we had the Wright brothers in 1903, 60 years later, the moon landing. And now China's talking about, you know, maybe, possibly they'll send a probe to the moon in 2020. So it appears, at least on the superficial level, that technology is going backwards again, whereas these devices are being invented and basically kept suppressed because it challenges the monopoly. So that's what we've got going on there.
Absolutely. That's a really great point, Paul. Let's talk to Jerry in Florida. Go ahead, Jerry.
Well,
yes.
Oh, hi, Alex.
Hello.
I'm actually in Idaho, and I'd like to wish you and all your listeners a safe and free, particularly free, New Year. And I've got your videos, and I've been listening to you for a number of years, and I really like what you're doing. I think you're doing God's work, without a doubt. And I'd like to comment a little bit about what we all see. A lot of your listeners and a lot of your guests have...
I tell you what, let me put you on hold. We'll let you go with us into the third hour, Jerry in Idaho. And you can tell us what you think, you know, what we all see, where it's all going. And then we'll try to get Ed in there, and then Warren and Adam and Simon and others are probably going to have to hold into the interview with the doctor about cloning. Big third hour. You'll want to stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. but if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.